Captain Frank Gilliard flies an air refueling tanker, a KC-135.
The 135 can also be set up as a hospital.
He and all other Air Force pilots are facing an 18% cut in flying hours. That means less time in the air to refuel other planes out on missions.
Yes, readiness definitely could be affected.
All reserve civilians will be furloughed one day a week if the budget cuts go into effect.
It's going to be tough.
That's a 20% pay cut.
It could cut into a lot of things, you know. Just like I have my home, I have my basic utilities, day-to-day living.
Let's take a look on the panel right
there. Senior Airman Kevin Whedon maintains the KC-135 and also serves as a trainer. He already downgraded his cell phone plan, sold his second car, and is rethinking his upcoming wedding.
Our plans to pay for our own wedding, it is hard. Putting aside money that we have right now, I am able to do it. But it's just going to be a little tight.
Whedon and Gilliard are among the 230 civilian reservists with the KC-135s who face cuts at Andrews Air Force Base. Their primary mission is twofold: to refuel other planes in flight and to train pilots how to connect and refuel. But their plane is aging. The KC-135s here were built in the late 1950s.
The plane still carries some relics of the past, like this sextant port. The navigator would pop open the valve and gaze at the stars to plot the course.
A Boeing contract would replace these planes with newer models, but the military is waiting for Congress to approve that funding too.
Yes, sir.
Colonel William Mason is the wing commander, but his status doesn't protect his pay either. Colonel Mason is withdrawing a savings account to pay for his daughter's college education. He says the sequestration may actually cost the Air Force more.
It costs more to let somebody not fly and then try to get them retrained than to continue flying them throughout the month and maintain that level of readiness.
Colonel Mason says if the cuts go through, it could take his wing up to a year to recover. None of these cuts has been made here yet, but if lawmakers take no action to stop them, much of the needed funding will simply disappear. At Andrews Air Force Base, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.